Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us this morning. On today's show, my guest is Angela Reeves. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Carol.
And how are you today?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing well, and I'm so excited to have you on the show. Angela and I work very closely together for a lot of community activities. And for those of you that may not know, Angela is a registered nurse, correct?
Yep.
And you've been doing that for many years.
Yes, I have.
Yes. And another thing that you do is you also volunteer for the Alzheimer's Association, correct?
That's correct.
And I asked you to join the show today because for those of you that may not be aware, here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, the first Tuesday of every month at 5:30, we're either in the Chatlos conference room or the David Katz conference room, we have an Alzheimer's support group. So tonight we just had a small program and you came and did a wonderful presentation. So I want to thank you, you know, live for that. We really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, you know, I know that Alzheimer's, you know, when someone volunteers for an organization, you know, it's near and dear to their heart. You know, they have some sort of connection. So today, you know, I just wanted to maybe take some time and talk about, you know, what is Alzheimer's? You know, is there a difference between that and dementia? So could you, you know, take some time and explain, you know, to our listeners about that?
Yes. So dementia is kind of like the broader umbrella term of like a collection of symptoms to a individual, whether it be a cognitive or functional symptoms. And then Alzheimer's is like a specific disease that's under the umbrella of the dementia. But it is the most common disease that causes dementia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, like, you know, you hear those two terms often, you know, used interchangeably, but they are kind of somewhat different.
They are. You're right. Yes. Yes.
Right. So when you talk about dementia, what does that usually, you know, mean?
So dementia is associated with like a decline in memory or reasoning or other thinking skills, which sometimes it is, could be, it's not the normal part of aging that we would see, you know.
Right. So
people sometimes are forgetful as they get a little bit older, but dementia is not the normal part of aging.
Right, exactly. And when you look at Alzheimer's, is it really like more of like a change in the brain? Is that how they sometimes describe it?
Yes. So it's a degenerative brain disease that's caused by cell damage in the brain as it changes and ages.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, both of them, though, lead to, you know, sometimes functional issues, right? Physical, they don't remember and things like that. When we look at, you know, possible warning signs, are there some out there that people, you know, could be aware of if they're listening? Because yes, we all get forgetful, right?
Right.
You know, we forget sometimes this and that, but like when would it become a problem that, you know, maybe the red light may go off and say, oh, maybe I should see a doctor. Mm-hmm, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So what are some of the warning signs that we may see when you talk about Alzheimer's?
Some confusion of like time or place.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a difficulty completing a familiar task.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like memory loss or repetitive questioning, asking a question repeatedly, misplacing things or the inability to retrace your steps of where you may have put those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also some decreasing in poor judgment, like just making some bad choices. Basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, again, these things may happen more often, right? When you look at somebody that may be developing, you know, Alzheimer's and things like that. So misplacing keys, right? And can't find them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And things like that. So when you look at Alzheimer's, there are different stages, right? So you have, you know, the beginning stages, middle, and advanced, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you look at those warning signs, do you need to have all of them, some of them? And I know those questions are sometimes hard to ask. So do you recommend that someone go see their primary care doctor?
Yes, definitely. They should follow up with their primary care doctor so that their doctor can do a good medical history. And there's cognitive and neurological exams that a doctor can do. And then they probably would order some brain imaging, like an MRI of the brain. And but it's good to have that relationship with your primary care doctor.
Right. And that's what we were talking about that a little bit in the beginning, you know, because sometimes individuals that may be developing Alzheimer's sometimes don't want to go see the doctor, right?
Right.
Right. And we talked about that tonight in our group, right? You did a wonderful presentation. You know, we watched a video on, you know, how to get those individuals to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions that maybe people are out there that listened about, you know, being honest sometimes, right? But also getting them there is more important sometimes.
It's a challenge. Yeah, right. It's a challenge sometimes. And you want to be empathetic, but sometimes it's okay to just tell a little bit of a fib, and we call it like a therapeutic fib. You know, even if you have to tell them that you think that they're having some other medical problem, like, you know, a urinary tract infection, which sometimes could cause confusion, and just tell them you'd like them to go to their primary care doctor.
Right.
And just get checked out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Which is so important, you know. And then sometimes there's our, you know, again, in sometimes as the disease progresses, there are difficult conversations. And I think, you know, one of our goals of a support group, right, is to invite caregivers to join the group and maybe learn from other people, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. The interaction tonight that we've seen with the individuals that were here and then their sharing their experiences is so important.
Right.
Because everybody, too, is at a different stage and they could they can learn from one another.
Right. Right, exactly. And that's, you know, one reason why I felt it was important to do, you know, the show with you, you know, as a volunteer, as, you know, you know, my mother had dementia. She didn't have Alzheimer's, but she had dementia. But, you know, I saw that forgetfulness, you know. And so I come every month, and I want to give a shout out to George Hazer, who really, he's the one who really wanted to start this support group, you know, it's probably over a year ago now, if not longer, because, you know, he's very open about sharing about how his wife had Alzheimer's, and, you know, he wanted some place to go, which he didn't have at the time.
Right, right. Yeah, you could see it in him that he has a passion for this group.
Right.
And it's very important to him.
Right, exactly, because he even if it helps one family.
Right.
It is so important that, you know, that we share this information.
Right.
With our community. You know, and another thing we're planning to do, too, is, you know, we understand that sometimes when family members have more advanced Alzheimer's, they can't always get out, right? They don't have those caregivers. So what we would like to do is, you know, we want to have that Zoom option for people to participate.
Right, right. And the Zoom will be able to, you'll still be able to communicate and be right here in the group, in the room, and ask questions just like you were right here.
Right, right. So can we just maybe go over, we have like maybe 5 more minutes left. Can we go over some of like the specific warning signs that people may see?
Yeah. So One of the warning signs is forgetting important dates, you know, mm-hmm. like your loved one's birthdays. And another one is repeating the same question over and over again. You know, those people who they've asked the question and then maybe half an hour or 15 minutes later, they ask the same question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, again, these are just things that, you know, should be brought up with their primary care. That's where to start, I think, when people have concerns and stuff like that.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. For just trying to get answers and things like that. Mm-hmm. I thought of another question, and it just... but it will come back. It will come back. Let me just, you know, let people know if they're interested or if you know a family member that may be, you know, caring for somebody with Alzheimer's and they want to get out, is you can give me a call at 570-253-8422, and I'd be happy to share the information. We also, again, want to set up that Zoom link for anyone that may be interested in participating in the group, which is so important
mm-hmm.
For everyone. Any last words, Angela, about, you know, oh, I know. Where can they go for more information?
That's a good question, Carol. So the Alzheimer's Association, they always have information at the alzheimers.org website. Mm-hmm. And there is support groups right there online that you can read and communicate with. It's like an open forum. And then there's always the 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's always available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you have any questions.
And what is that phone number?
It's 800-272-3900.
Okay. And I think what is the website is ALZ?
ALZ.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We still have some more time left. Any other recommendations that you have out there for individuals that are maybe seeking support or help or answers for Alzheimer's? You know, we talked about primary care. How important is maybe family support or friend support for these individuals?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because some, one of the things that was mentioned was that you feel like you lose your independence.
Right. Right.
The caregiver. Mm-hmm. And so you need that family base. You need those friends because you deserve a break.
Right.
And, you know, thankfully, sometimes you know, people have neighbors and mm-hmm. friends that mm-hmm. come in. But mm-hmm. There are other support groups from what we have found out down in the Scranton area, too, that
right.
They can bring their loved ones that have Alzheimer's. So mm-hmm. that's something else you can look into.
Right, right. And I think the most important thing, too, is we want individuals to know is they shouldn't feel alone.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And that's what these groups are for, is for them to share. Mm-hmm. Do they have to come and share their stories? Absolutely not,
no,
right?
No, and we won't ask.
Right, right. It's what they want, you know. And, again, I would love to see the support group here at Wayne Memorial Hospital really, you know, have more people attend, mm-hmm. You know, and just know that they're not alone.
Right.
You know, like you said, you know, we had someone who's come probably for the last 3 meetings, and then we had someone new come, mm-hmm. and they literally connected right away.
Right away, right away.
And which is, again, a beautiful thing to see.
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now I think, you know, they'll have that support. They're
right.
going to
mm-hmm.
be able to support one another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, unfortunately, from what I've read and understood, and again, I always continue to learn about it. It is a progressive disease, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And we're really not sure how long sometimes it lasts or how quickly, you know, it progresses. Is that true?
That's true. Every individual, it's different. And, you know, one day you can be at the stage 2 and the next day you can be at the next stage and then you can go back to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the stage 2 or you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, you know, what I've learned from being in these groups from individuals also is, you know, sometimes just taking one day at a time.
Absolutely.
Right, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
So, Angela, anything else you'd like to add for today? I really, you know, I truly appreciate you being on the show today.
Yeah. So with the support group, if there is any topics
mm-hmm.
that an individual that has a loved one with Alzheimer's that would like to discuss at the support group, reach out to Carol and we can bring, you know, more information.
Great.
To that support group.
Yes. And I know you're going to be a great resource moving forward. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you again for having me.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear. I'm the Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Again, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening and have a great day.